This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. It is your hosts, Sue Tabb and Kendra Petroni, and we are excited to introduce our guest today. At just 19 years old, Hannah Finn is growing a nonprofit organization that is having a huge impact on children's lives. Hannah founded One Wish Project when she was 14 to provide birthday celebrations to kids in homeless shelters.
With the generosity of the donors from One Wish, children feel recognized and important on their special day. Hannah is here today to talk about One Wish Project's mission, future goals, and about a very exciting event coming up, the Light a Candle Gala in Andover. Hi, Hannah. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we love having you. You started One Wish Project when you were 14 because you discovered that some kids didn't know the joy of having a birthday celebration, specifically those who may live in homeless shelters. You were determined to do something about it because you thought every kid should feel special on their birthday. One Wish Project was born. Talk about how you launched this effort. You started small, right?
I did. I started by just baking for 10 kids in this one homeless shelter, mainly because I was just looking to get involved in my community. I wasn't looking to do something as big as just a nonprofit organization. So as I'm baking for these 10 kids in this one homeless shelter, I get a call from another homeless shelter, which was right down the street. And the director of volunteers was like, "We heard what you were doing at this shelter. Can you do it for ours? We have about 60 kids." So, you know, I was just a freshman in high school. I was using my babysitting money to fund all these birthdays.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, sure. So, I started reaching out. I was reaching out to the community, telling them about what I did and asking people if they'd like to donate and support what I was doing. And it became a nonprofit from there.
Let's fast forward a few years now. We're going to talk about the tremendous growth you've experienced. You started with, 10 kids. You now serve over 400. You also, every year, you also have partnerships with the DCF. Talk about how those partnerships are helping you reach more and more kids, because I know you guys have just really exploded lately. And just to note, you're not just providing a cake. You provide gifts, balloons. Mm. It's the entire celebration, right?
Yeah, totally. It's the cake, the presents, the birthday celebration, decorations, all that good stuff.
How do you create these partnerships with these homeless shelters? How do they find you or you find them?
So a lot of the homeless shelters that we work with are local to where I live, and they're all in Lawrence. So unfortunately, there's a lot of homeless shelters in Lawrence. So for us, we just look up, homeless shelters in Lawrence on Google. We call them up. We say, "Hey, we're One Wish Project. This is what we want to do for your kids." And, they're always all in. So we have about 7 homeless shelters, and one of them actually we just partnered with is in Boston. So that was really cool to sort of expand past just Lawrence.
We partnered with you guys for our holiday campaign, and our listeners donated 2,300 toys that can now be used as birthday gifts moving forward. That far exceeded all of our expectations. How has that generosity helped you?
That was shocking. I remember when we first talked about that, we're like, our goal will be about 200 gifts. And by the first day, we already hit that goal of 200 gifts. Yeah. So that was amazing to see how many people were willing to support what I did and willing to support these kids who don't get to celebrate their birthdays. You know, those 2,300 gifts could last us the entire year and probably beyond that.
Wow.
We're stocked wall to wall in our office with all of those toys. And so when each birthday comes up, we just go to the office, we go through our little aisle of toys, and we pick out those toys for the kids. It's been so amazing and been able to help us grow and add on homeless shelters we wouldn't have been able to add on prior to that.
Now we have a chance, Hannah, for everyone to help celebrate your fifth birthday. One Wish is turning five. And of course, we're inviting our supporters and everyone to help us celebrate your progress, to raise more funds, to make kids' birthday wishes come true. Let's talk about the event for a minute, the Light a Candle Gala. And you actually came up with the name Light a Candle. Talk about why you wanted to call it that. And we'll talk a little bit about the event and what people can expect.
So going into it, I wanted something tied around birthdays, obviously. And, you know, I thought on your birthday, you light a candle to make one wish. So I'm like, perfect. You know, it ties into the message of what we do. And at the end of the night, we're going to be lighting up candles that represent everyone's donations for the kids. And it'll be a really powerful message that's going to be sent that we're helping so many more kids by everyone's generosity. So I'm excited for that.
Tickets are only $25, by the way. So it's a good price. It's at the Andover Country Club. The Andover Country Club has graciously donated the room. It's gorgeous. We're going to have cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, silent auction. We have some amazing auction items, cases of wine, tickets to concerts, gift baskets, so much more. How about the raffle item for the Jason Tatum signed basketball? And perfect timing, too, with the Celtics, you know,
doing really well. Yeah.
They're doing hot. So hopefully it'll be an awesome, awesome item.
David, Kendra, and I are going to be at the event, of course, and we can't wait to not only celebrate your past success, but ring in a new phase of growth for you. So what are you guys hoping to accomplish in the next couple of years?
In the next couple of years, you know, my goal has always been to expand and to reach as many kids as I can. And, you know, with the gala and with these donations that we're going to be getting over the next few weeks and few months, it's going to be amazing to help us expand and hopefully reach more children and celebrate birthdays of kids living in, you know, not only just the North Shore, but in other places. Like I said, we have, you know, a homeless shelter in Boston. We just added one in Lowell. So to expand it, to reach all these kids in all these different places is the biggest goal.
I can imagine, too, when you were 14 making that first birthday cake in your kitchen, you couldn't have imagined that your vision, you know, thinking that you're going to do this for a certain period of time, like it was a project, maybe you were going to do it for a year, would turn into so much more. That must feel really satisfying to you.
I think about that all the time. You know, sometimes I'm just sitting in my room and I'm like, I was just baking a cake 5 years ago and I got a $25 donation from the kids that I babysat to help fund the birthday and to buy everything that the little boy wanted.
Wow.
And, you know, now I'm sitting here getting ready for a gala that I never imagined that I would have myself. You know, I think 2 years ago I went to another nonprofit's gala and I was like, wow, one day I hope to be as big as, you know, them so that I could do something like this. And now we're here.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. We are your hosts, Sue Tab and Kendra Petroni, and we are joined today by Hannah Finn at just 19. Hannah is at the helm of an organization that is undergoing some tremendous growth. It is the nonprofit she founded, One Wish Project, which provides a birthday celebration for kids in homeless shelters. Hannah is making a huge impact in the community she serves and finding ways to activate community members to get involved as well. As the charity turns five, we are celebrating with an event we are calling the Light a Candle Gala. It's on June 2nd at the Andover Country Club. Tickets are available on our website, on all of our social media pages. Let's get back to our conversation. Here's a true testament to your growth. You have a new office space in Andover. I've seen it. It's awesome. That makes you pretty official, I would say.
It does.
But
it
with
does.
That, Hannah, comes the responsibility of growing your influence and the number of kids you can serve, I imagine, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's where we come in, because we're trying to get people to become aware of what you guys are, who you serve, why you need our help. And our listeners have really come through, I have to say. And, you know, we always say we chose the right charity to partner with, because we couldn't be happier to be sort of on this ride with you.
And we know that your mom, Claudia, is helping run the organization. We love her, too. Talk about how that mother-daughter partnership has worked.
She's great. Oh, man. Well, when I first started One Wish Project, she was the reason that I started it. She was always encouraging me to get involved in community service, you know, going into high school. And without her, I wouldn't have been able to find my first homeless shelter and get in contact with them. You know, I was only 14, so it's not like I knew what to do to get started. And she really encouraged me to, you know, get involved and take something that I love doing and use it to help other people. And I did. And ever since then, she's helped me partner with more homeless shelters. She manages our volunteers every day. She sends emails. She makes things for the media. She does everything. She's like the backbone. I couldn't do it without her.
Yeah, we should note that you're a student, a full-time student at UMass Amherst. You'll be going into your junior year?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you're running a nonprofit while being, you know, a 19-year-old kid who wants a social life and who has your academics and all of that. How you balance all that?
My mom. really, she does so much. And while I'm at school, you know, she's meeting with volunteers and she's making sure that everything, you know, stays well at home at the office and keeps up with the day-to-day activities of the nonprofit. And I couldn't do it without all the amazing volunteers that I have. When I went to college, I created a program called Sponsor Birthday, which is where people from the community can get involved and essentially do what I do, which is go to the homeless shelters and bake a cake and deliver it to a kid in need. And I have about 175 volunteers who keep the organization running while I'm at school.
Wow.
And my mom, who manages all of them. So it's great.
Yeah.
It works out.
And raising awareness and funding, of course, is critical to your success. This Light a Candle Gala will jumpstart that process. Do you hope this will be an annual event? And how is the money going to be that we raise going to be used? Talk about that.
Absolutely. No, I'm hoping that this is something that we can do every year. I'm hoping that every year it gets bigger and better. With the donations, we're able to do so much. We're, you know, being able to have funding helps us partner with more kids. And that's what we're hoping to do. Like I said, we're hoping to get out of just the North Shore and expand to, you know, more homeless shelters in Boston or other places in Massachusetts and hopefully beyond that at some point. And funding allows us to do that and to buy gifts and, you know, to help keep our office space running and all good things like that.
And I know you need more corporate sponsors moving forward. So how can people find out more about that if they're listening and they want to get involved?
So people can go right online to our website, which is onewishproject.us. It has all the information to get involved, to be a sponsor, to become a corporate sponsor, has my contact information if anyone had questions that I can answer directly. So right on our website has everything you need to know.
And I want to mention, too, even if it's not a corporate sponsorship, there's other ways that people can get involved. They can host a toy drive. What other ways? There's a straight donation button. They can make a donation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. People can make a donation. We also have an Amazon wish list where people can go online and see all the toys that we need for that month. So people can purchase toys on there. We've had people do hosting toy drives, or little kids will do lemonade stands. It's so cute. Some people also ask for donations to One Wish Project instead of birthday gifts on their personal birthdays. And then obviously we have, you know, corporate sponsorships, which is big companies being involved in supporting our efforts. So there's a lot of ways to get involved. And people can even be creative and come up with their own ways to get involved. We love anything and everything.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the families that you serve, the shelters you work with? I mean, I imagine this little celebration has a long-lasting impact on a child's well-being, right?
Oh, absolutely. I actually got a call from one of my sponsors, volunteers, who was celebrating a birthday, I think, 2 weeks ago. And she said that she went into the foster care home, and the girl was 15 years old. And she had celebrated her birthday before, but she had never had a birthday party. She had never been, you know, celebrated by so many people and felt so special on her birthday. You know, your birthday comes around every year, but she said that she's never actually been able to celebrate a birthday with a birthday cake and presents because she's been bouncing in and out of homeless shelters and foster care homes her whole life. So to me, that was really special to be able to give this girl who has never had something that we, you know, we think our birthday just comes around every year and we're celebrated with our family and friends, but I realized that she didn't get to have that. And so for my organization to come in and do that for her was really special. And to know that she had such a great birthday that she's never had before was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, this is so much more than a birthday celebration. And you say this all the time. It's something that really can kind of change the trajectory of a kid's life in terms of self-esteem and that kind of thing. You know, aside from what you're doing with these birthday celebrations, you're running an organization and you're just a teenager still. Anything that you wish your 15-year-old self knew back then or your 14-year-old self when you started this? And like what, in a business sense, have you learned about making this work?
Wow. I've learned a lot about, you know, just running a business and connecting with people and how important it is to, you know, have connections and reach out to all these people who could be of great support to your, you know, nonprofit and networking and all these things that I wouldn't have known, you know, about from a business standpoint. To my 15-year-old self, I'd probably tell her that you can be a lot bigger than you ever thought you would be if you just keep going with what you're doing and making a difference. You know, I never would have thought that I'd be where I am today. You know, 15-year-old me was just doing it to help other people. And to look back now and realize how much potential I had and, you know, how much I could have done and how much I did do was awesome.
Hannah, I want to know what your friends at UMass think of what you're doing, because I'm just thinking of you being a college student right now and I'm thinking of all the things I was doing at UMass. And
let's just say Kendra was on the campus of UMass Amherst, but she was not running a nonprofit.
I was not recognizing or celebrating birthdays of children.
Come on, Kendra.
But what you're doing is so great. I'm just wondering what your friends, you know, college friends think of what you're doing, and have they ever talked to you about, you know, getting involved? I imagine you've probably inspired a lot of them to do good in their own communities.
It's kind of funny. I don't really tell people about One Wish Project. I just sort of let, you know, it's sort of like I take it out of my pocket whenever I just want to be like, hey, you know, I run a nonprofit. It's kind of funny. I remember on the first day of school, we had a meeting with our floor, and they're like, oh, tell us about yourself. And I was like, you know, I like to bake.
That's all.
Yeah, I don't really say much, but obviously, you know, my roommate and all my close friends, they all know about it. They're actually all coming to the gala to support me, which is awesome. So my roommate runs a club at UMass, and she wanted to actually partner with One Wish to expand her club and to expand One Wish Project. So they're trying to get involved, and they do as much as they can to support me, which is awesome. It's nice to have them as support.
Let's go over again the details of the event, because it's coming up in less than a couple of weeks. June 2nd, Andover Country Club. It's from 6 to 8. There's going to be cocktails. There's going to be past hors d'oeuvres. We've got pastry chefs that are going to create like amazing cakes that sort of embody your mission and your vision. And we've got a silent auction. Talk a little bit about some of those silent auction items. I know we have...
Oh, we've got concert tickets. Right? I mean, I'm looking at even just the lineup of the concert tickets, like Dave Matthews, New Kids on the Block. I mean, this is like my dream. If I didn't work here, I mean, this is all of these. Celtics ball signed by the entire team. We've got the Jason Tatum ball signed. Sunglasses from Native Sun. Beautiful jewelry. Case of wine, red and white wine.
I was just going to say, I can't believe you didn't lead with that.
I know. Well, I've got so many great items. I mean, I'm so excited to see all of this.
And I'm sure you must blown away by the generosity of a lot of the local businesses who have decided to get involved.
Oh, 100%. It's awesome to see how willing people are to donate to support us.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a really successful event with the silent auction items and, you know, the Jason Tatum raffle. And it all helps us raise money, obviously, to keep funding these birthdays. So it's awesome to see these, you know, businesses getting involved and being so willing to donate some amazing auction items for us.
And I love your vision for the culmination of the event at the end. We're going to give everyone a candle who donated any or who, you know, was generous and donated any amount. and they'll all get a candle to put into a cake, and we're going to sing happy birthday, and we're going to just illuminate the whole room. And I think that pretty much is sort of the visual of you bringing the light that you bring to these kids' lives.
Really. I wanted something for the gala that was going to be kind of meaningful and memorable every year. And I knew that I wanted to have everyone that donated to put a candle in our cake, and we'll light it up at the end of the night. And I'm hoping it's a really, you know, moving message that everyone's donations are going to help fund these kids' birthdays that don't get to have one. And, you know, it's like a thank you for coming, and this is what we're going to do right when you leave. You know, mm-hmm. we're going to fund more birthdays and help more kids, and hopefully do the same next year and the years to follow.
So I want to give the website out again. It's onewishproject.us. We're going to connect it over on our website on magic1067.com. Tickets are $25. You can find the link to the Light a Candle Gala right on our Instagram. We've got it right on our profile. It's on our Facebook page, magic1067.com. It's easy to find. Tickets are $25. It's Thursday, June 2nd at the Andover Country Club. Hannah, you're such an inspiration. You're such a great example of someone who saw a need, had a vision to address it, went to work collecting resources, creating positive social change. You're beyond exceptional. You really are. And we wish you so much success as you continue to carry out the mission of One Wish Project. We're so proud to partner with you. I cannot wait. I love a good time. I love going out. It's a Thursday night in Andover. I can't wait for the gala on June 2nd.
It'll be so much fun. I'm excited to see it all come to life. We've been working so hard these past few weeks and few months to try to get this all pulled together to have a really amazing night. And I think we're going to be able to do it. So
it's going to be a great success. We can't wait. Thank you so much. You have been listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. It is our honor and privilege to shine a light on the change makers and to provide a platform for people who are out doing meaningful work in our communities. Thank you for paying attention and for helping us create engaging programming. We'd love to hear from you. If you know someone who is making a difference, just email us or send us a message on our Magic Facebook page. You can follow us on Instagram at Sue.Tab and at Kendra the Entertainer, and join us every Sunday morning at 7:30 for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.